your input. You gotta change the TV from HDMI 1 to HDMI 2. You gotta go to the remote and press input. When you have an output, you gotta have an input. That's engineering 101.
Got it, Leroy.
Jeez. I mean, you did everything, but just tell me what the word was.
Pretty much. Input is your code word this hour. Text that in a couple minutes. INPUT, input. Text it to 72881. It's the Tickets $1,000 Give and Go. Brought to you by Anna John Levine, Accident Attorneys. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour and hashtag third hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
They didn't make too many songs about input.
Yeah, that's a fair point, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I had to get creative.
You can text the show 67974 on the NunezLaw.com text line. A texter asks if this is going to be the first Black Dolphins head coach. Yeah, I think outside of Todd Bowles getting the interim job. Gig for a little bit.
Somebody just also said the same thing you said, that one of the things that he likes about the Dolphins and Flores is that he's bringing Jim Caldwell with him.
I like that too. Yeah, I mean, Caldwell didn't get it was with the Rams, like the Colts. He got his first season after Tony Dungy left. He was 14-2, and then the next year they were 2-14 because of Peyton getting hurt.
I mean, like, here's what I can't understand: good, bad, or indifferent. And it usually has to do with fans and then the organization. But injuries can kill you and can ruin your season. Everybody has understanding except when it comes to the coach. You know what I mean? You know, I think there were some other reasons why the coach just got fired here. It wasn't just because of that. And they never really say it was because of the record.
With Gase, no.
With Gase.
They made it seem like they just didn't see eye to eye on where the franchise
right.
should go.
And that's where, you know, I could see that happening. But in most cases, man, you lose the wrong player and you can't replace him and you have a bad year. Usually coaches never are able to outlast that. Except unless you're Pittsburgh team, organizations that have a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah, or if you're, you know, the Heat with Spoelstra, like they have an institution, they are going to go with their guy who they've had from the beginning because they trust, you know, when he's got the ponies that he does the right things.
Speaking of which, come on, man.
Come on, what?
It's time for Philly Cheese to start shining in his 15, 18 minutes.
I look, man, you know what? Maybe with this whole Anthony Davis thing, they're going to want to make Rich Paul happy.
Right.
And they decide, hey, look, man, we're playing your guy. There'll be those games where it's kind of like with Philly Cheese. It looks like, you know, right out of the gate. It's like, all right, tonight will be all right with him. And then there's other games where it's just like, he's just not there yet physically. I don't think he is.
I think Wayne's got to get some more run too.
Well, Derek Jones out, I think he definitely will.
Here's the problem, though.
I think Lakers scouts were at the last game, though.
Here's the problem. You ready for this one?
Tell me.
One of the reasons why those guys weren't playing, at least in my own assessment, is the guys that were playing better defense than them. And one of the reasons why they turned this thing around was because of their defense, not necessarily their score.
With Deion, it's a question of defense, because I don't think Deion's a bad defender. I think with him, it's a case of health, which maybe that'll lead to him not playing as good a defense. But I also just think, like, you just see him, he's not in that shape yet.
He still looks a little like he's almost going through training camp.
Right.
Right. But
you know, I think with the Heat, they had this issue with Hassan last year where they were like, you know, hey, man, you don't, you know, you're coming out and you're blasting us to the media every left and right, but, you know, we're not out here saying, like, you're not 100%. Like, we're trying to say, oh, no, you know, like, just be patient. Like, we're trying to keep this under wraps that you're not playing with a full hand here. And with Philly Cheese, it's kind of the same thing. And he's just like, no, I'm going to grind through this. But
isn't that, in some instances, that's how you have to do it? Like, if you treat him like you're talking about, like, well, we can't give him minutes. He's still looking a little slow, and he's still not. If he doesn't work his way through it, he's never going to get there.
You would speak to that way better than I would, dude. Like, you play with a torn rotator cuff in a season, so I don't know. Like, if he's not
like, gonna... for me, it was just a matter of, like, I hope I make it. You know, I knew that at any point in time, if I got hit the wrong way and it tore all the way, I was done.
Did you ever have anything that was like, because with him, it's his ankle. So it's like,
he needs it. Jump shot.
It's just like, it's one of those things where, is he going to put that extra work in to get in better shape, or should he rest it? Like, not push it too hard so he doesn't hurt it. Like, I don't know what the right balance is.
I don't know what the dynamic is between the Heat and Deion to know what part of it is accurate or not. Mm-hmm. All I have is what I'm seeing. And, like, he still looks like he's hobbling a little bit, but is he healthy? Because if he's healed and it's just a matter of working through that scar tissue and getting stronger, you got to kind of do it on the go. But if it's because he's still not fully healthy, then I'm kind of going to be like, yo, man, it's been a year, right?
Yeah.
So I don't – and that's why I just
– But, like, let's look at Boston, like, with Gordon Hayward. Like, Gordon Hayward came back faster, but he still is not – that's not the dude who they paid.
No, right.
That's not the guy they paid.
He still looks a little, like, almost, like, tentative.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
Right.
He's not that guy.
And there's this explanation. He's fat. He's fat like D-Wade, but the difference – Wait. Let him finish.
I'm not allowing D-Wade slander.
But the difference is D-Wade is retiring, and this guy is in the prime of his career.
Let's get the headlines.
Why do you have to throw D-Wade?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Jesus, man. Gotta take it. Don't call Dwayne Wade chubby. It's not true. He's 37!
Chubby Wade is understandable. Chubby Deion, absolutely not. Why you have to keep throwing D Wade under the bus? D Wade is not in this conversation.
This is nothing to do with Dwayne Wade. Right. You guys should be cherishing every moment that he's on the floor.
Right.
Because we're effed when he leaves. What do you got, Robbie? Because you have to do headlines.
That's right. Yeah, Beast has disappeared
on us. He's left for a suit meeting.
Well, your boys, Khabib and McGregor, they're both suspended.
Yep.
By the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Now, one guy's getting fined more than the other, which, Khabib, I guess he did, start the ruckus by jumping into the crowd.
Yeah, I understand. I think Khabib got fined way too much. Way too much. I definitely think he should get fined more than McGregor for...
But not 10 times.
But, Jesus, $500,000? And they're like, oh, well, this is the weird thing. They did this with Connor, too, with the Nate Diaz bottle-throwing incident.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, Connor, we'll reduce your suspension and we'll do all that if you shoot a commercial for us for anti-bullying. I'm like, you guys profit off of men fighting in rings and cages. Why do you want anti-bullying? And where are these PSAs running? Is this like on the local Las Vegas news? Where is this happening? I don't understand it. This is the multiple times they've done this with the anti-bullying. And the other thing is, he was the one who was getting bullied. Connor was the one bullying him. And I love Connor McGregor. But if you want to talk about who was verbally assaulting somebody, it was him. Bully. Like, and the other guy was talking bleep outside the ring. He allegedly called him a Muslim rat. And that's why he jumped to beat that guy in the face. So he has to do the bullying PSA? I don't understand. I'm very confused by this, Leroy. They're like, oh, hey, you can come back 3 months sooner if you shoot a commercial for us. And I'm like, if I'm competing, I'm like, nope. I'm not shooting you a commercial. How about this? I'll stay on the sidelines, and you guys figure it out. I'll be back in July. Very weird, this Nevada State. And this is the other funny thing. This Bob Bennett, who sits there with his silly little glasses on, and... this is the same guy, Leroy. You remember when the Chucky thing went down?
Oh, yeah, when he said,
I heard the bell. He goes, I don't know what we were supposed to do. I got the results right here for you, Bennett. All right, it was after the bell. Can we move on? And now this is what he comes out and says at this stupid hearing. He says, I think we need to tone it down on the trash talk before these UFC events.
Oh, excuse me?
Now, mind you, this is what fills all of their pockets with so much money. Why we even need a Nevada State Athletic Commission is wild to me. How the UFC just can't do this by themselves and these boxing leagues can't do it by themselves. No, okay. State has to sanction it. It's antiquated and it's silly. And they pick, you know, Gertrude out there to judge fights. I'll give that 10-8 to Conor McGregor. Blah, 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 blah. I think Canelo won that fight. I'm like, it's very frustrating. Sorry, Robbie. Go ahead with the rest of your headline.
I mean, that doesn't sound appropriate. And apparently Tom Flores, since we were worrying about the flip, it's according to Barry Jackson a couple hours ago that he's already told several Dolphins assistants that he is retaining him, including defensive backs coach Tony Oden and running back coach Eric Studisville. And, of course, says decision pending on some others. So if he's already telling Dolphins coaches that they're going to stay, it's harder and harder to imagine him flipping.
He's not flipping. Wait, what are you talking about?
McDaniels
did it.
He did. He's not McDaniels. Good point.
McDaniels has Rat Fink in him. He thought Tebow was going to be a good quarterback.
Oh, yeah, he should have lost his job immediately.
Immediately. Come on, man.
By the way, I don't know what this guy has about D-Wade. See those old man highlights from the Knicks game? Pump, pivot, up and under, float.
I think you're going to block this texter. This is going too far.
Sir, last warning. You make another Dwayne Wade fat joke.
Minus one.
And you're getting banned.
So, Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling it.
I told you.
No, but I'm going to watch the game.
I'm not.
Like, here. I'm excited about the game. But not, I don't know why.
There's no legacy on this for me.
Is it because I'm too aggravated about how we got here?
You're salty because your Saints got screwed.
And the Patriots are in it again.
And the Patriots are in it again.
Because they won a coin toss.
I'm not mad at who's
they always win.
Right? Like, I just, like, every time I watch a game, I hope whoever plays the best wins. Right? If you should happen to see some great football, some great plays, that's why you watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that I was satisfied after watching the end of that game.
Can I relate it to boxing? Okay. When Floyd fights,
ugh,
and people always say, you got to appreciate his greatness. And yeah. I'll say, okay, I'll appreciate his greatness. When he embarrasses a Canelo Alvarez in his prime, or he embarrasses a Manny Pacquiao and shows that the entire discussion was stupid over 5 years, I'll appreciate their greatness. You know, when Floyd Mayweather's fighting Robert Guerrero and he's fighting Andre Berto, I'm kind of just like, eh. And what comes out of this? And I'm just like, and I get to see Floyd fight again. What comes out of this?
I mean, I'll put it this way. I think if you like boxing, Floyd is the New England Patriots. Not always flashy, but as far as, you know, sound.
Right.
And perfects what they do.
The only reason I would say with Floyd that it's maybe not the best resume is because, like, if Floyd loses, that would be a huge consequence.
Right.
But if Brady loses, okay, he lost last year. He was still tremendous. I guess the only way, the only way it would be a story to me.
You would look at it like that. But I don't think they think of it like that.
I guess because I'm not a Patriots fan.
The Patriots.
I don't have anybody in the game.
You have to understand, okay, for, like, think of it this way. We're all looking at this Super Bowl, you know, for, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Edelman and Gronk and all this. There's 15, 20 guys that have never been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but.
And the one thing they will tell you, and I learned this the hard way, this may be your only opportunity. Same thing. And Ndamukong Suh has played how many years?
Maybe if like Aaron Donald goes out there and he just wrecks shop. But the rest of those guys in that defense, they're basically a bought and paid for. It's not like something they put together. Just, I'm telling you, like, for me, I would just look at it and be like, all right, well, good for them. They won the Super Bowl. But, and Jared Goff, like, I would have felt differently if If the Super Bowl was Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady, I would have been like, oh, yeah. Patrick Mahomes has a chance to unseat Tom Brady, which he did,
right.
And he didn't. So if this was like next generation Super Bowl, cool. Or if Jared Goff wins the Super Bowl, I don't feel like anyone's going to give Jared Goff the respect that, this is the next up and comer.
Here, if Jared Goff wins the Super Bowl, you're going to think of him just like the Phillies quarterback that won last year.
Kind of,
yeah,
but like, he's younger.
Just, like, he's younger, but I'm just saying the same, like he can have a big game and he can have everything, but guess what? Right after the season was done, they shipped him out!
If I were to watch Super Bowl, which I am not, what I would want to see is like Todd Gurley going off, which was weird because they're not even playing. Like, what's the deal? Is he hurt?
He's still banged up.
Hasn't he ever predicted that he's winning Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, and CJ Anderson has been straight balling.
They signed him 2 weeks after the season.
Chubby, chunky, fat. You want to talk about fat? Who's bigger than they normally play? Deion or CJ Anderson?
Oh, CJ's big.
Oh, my goodness.
Did CJ Anderson say it's all pregnancy weight?
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't hate on that.
I won't. I've been there.
Let me tell you. My wife was snacking. I was snacking, too.
15 minutes of heat. A new version of Just Throwing This Out There. Next.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep, truck, and off-road super center. Champion 4x4, where champions are built. Also brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. The Heat are back in action tomorrow as they're taking on the Chicago Bulls. So hopefully he can continue to TCB and rack up these wins against just god-awful teams.
I mean, yeah. I mean, each one has been a little sketchy at the end.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't been fantastic performances, that's for sure.
Could be the injuries, too. Like, I do believe that because they are so into their rotations and the 9-man rotations, that when that gets off, and it has to change on the run, that sometimes it slows up.
Right, and they just got to that point, to your point. Like, they were just getting to that point where supposed to have made the decision, like, I'm just going to go with the 9 guys,
right.
Maybe 10 if somebody's in foul trouble, and then Derek Jones gets hurt.
Right, and Tyler Johnson.
And Tyler Johnson's been hurt,
right.
Yeah.
So, like, it's almost like as soon as you hang your hat on the lineup.
Yep, which is why, like, it felt like that little run, and even with this run, Goran's been hurt, but it felt like that was the healthiest they had been in a while that they've even had to deal with this.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, well, what's going to happen when everybody's back healthy? And it's just like, well, never happened, so I don't know.
I think I kind of want Justice to be more aggressive.
He's getting there.
But sometimes he's just, like Jay Rich is aggressive by nature. You know what I mean? He'll attack,
I think he'll shoot by nature.
Right.
But that I don't know if he's got like that I'm the guy mentality.
Jay Rich?
Yeah.
He tried to be early in the year.
Yeah, and it didn't pan out too hot.
But do any of them do?
I think Justice does.
You think Justice does?
Yeah, I think so.
I tell you what. Here's a change. When Justice shoots a 3.
Feels good.
Not that worried.
No, not that worried.
Right.
Feel pretty fantastic about it. I'm still with the rim stuff. I'm still like, me, 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 me. Let's hope it goes in. That one I'm not going to be able to shade. The shooting thing, I'd be like, all right, he's been pretty good now for 2 years
right.
with the shooting.
Right.
And he's taking more threes this year. It's not like he's just taking a couple.
Right.
I mean, damn, we had a damn standoff last year between the Dwayne Wade, Justice Winslow shoot-off. And we thought this was going to be a battle of like 30 versus 30. And it really wasn't close.
It wasn't even close.
So now, like, I think you feel good with what you've seen from Justice Winslow. But I'm just throwing this out there. Okay, so everybody was basically throwing, you know, I don't know what to make of you Heat fans, to be quite honest.
No. Throw it out there. Don't try to throw the fans under the bus.
Olynyk and Magruder for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, no, it's just like, you guys want to have fun or you don't want to have fun? And it's like, Romberg this morning is calling me a jinx. He says my stupid hat and my stupid spear and my stupid pipe are a jinx and that we're never going to get anybody. And I'm just like, go talk about the TNM, bro. Like, I don't want to hear from you, Kane's boy. Every new recruit, you're just like, oh, Manny Diaz has it right.
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're going to be a bro, Manos is a way cooler nickname than El Patron.
Hey.
100%.
By the way, everybody's excited until they start playing football. So let's just wait.
So, you know, I'm just like, hey, I'm seeing all these reports come out yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, it doesn't take a real sleuth to look at this situation and say, oh, this is obviously a power play by LeBron James to team up with Anthony Davis. When this story broke months ago, Leroy and I were talking about, oh, he signed with Rich Paul. We know where this ends up. He's going to end up in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the ideal situation, that is where he's going to probably end up in the eyes of LeBron James and LeBron James' sidekick, Rich Paul. However, in this scenario, Anthony Davis is under contract until next summer, not this summer. So, if I were to replace the name Anthony Davis, we were talking these same storylines last year with a gentleman named Paul George. SoCal boy, everybody thought, match made in heaven. He's obviously going to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. But Oklahoma City went and took a risk, and voila. In fact, Paul George talked about, kind of insulted the Lakers didn't trade for me. I thought they would have put all their chips in the table. And I don't know if they will. If I were the Lakers, I think they will. But they've been kind of cocky with all the stuff lately, with the Kawhi stuff, with the Paul George stuff. I don't know. But I will acknowledge that's probably the Heat's biggest competition is the Lakers. Now, with the Knicks, I've heard that being a thing of interest. Here's the thing with the Knicks. Their best assets are whatever pick's going to come up this year. You don't know what it's really going to be.
Could be Zion.
Could be Zion. Could be the fifth pick. Who knows? Who knows? And Kristaps Porzingis, who is coming off knee injury, and he's 7'3". So you have a giraffe with a bad leg. Boston's kind of screwed right now because they can't trade for Anthony Davis.
Unless they trade Kyrie Irving for him. It would defeat the purpose.
Correct. Now, we talked about the Heat stuff yesterday and the idea of, enough to go get him?
Are you throwing it out? Have you thrown it out there yet?
I'm getting there.
You got a big setup for this.
I know. It needs its buildup. But let's say it's not enough to get it out there. All right? But Danny Ainge, he gets a little birdie in his ear because he hears the Lakers are close. This is the Lakers' best window. It's almost like from their standpoint, they see this and they say, oh, this is like exclusive rights. We got our chance, our little window, because Danny Ainge can't do nothing. What if we just throw this out there?
Okay, where are you going with this?
What if Andy Ellsberg, because obviously Pat Riley would never make the call. What if the Heat call up the Celtics and they say, what's up, Celtics? How would you like to trade Kyrie Irving for Justice Winslow? Kyrie comes down here. That's the Heat's whale. And now, who's in the game for Anthony Davis? Because he's not on their roster anymore, but the Boston Celtics, who have more assets than the Lakers and now can beat the Lakers to the punch. I'm just throwing
Wait.
I'm just throwing it out
Hold
there.
Up. Let me, I'm just throwing wait, it out there. No. Here you go.
I'm just throwing it See, out there.
You really want to help the Celtics get Anthony Davis?
No. Here. I knew there was a catch to this.
I'm just throwing it
and
out there.
And I knew it was going to... Anytime a story takes this long to set up, here's what Team Petty wants to do. He just wants to screw LeBron.
Wait a minute.
That's it.
No. That's not what that is. That's why we're moving out of this situation.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You are helping Brad Stevens.
Two, you don't get to say whatever you want, and it doesn't mean anything... Just by saying,
that's like saying,
I'm throwing it out there.
No disrespect.
You don't just get to hop in here off a cable.
Hey, where's the turkey
like
pants?
Look at my notes.
Like your sting at WrestleMania.
You want me to get the turkey pants?
Yes.
Okay. No. I want him to do a whole show in turkey pants.
Tomorrow.
Well, I'll do a half a show and a whole show.
Whole show tomorrow.
I'll do both.
No.
I like the turkey pants. They're thin.
Listen, this isn't about screwing LeBron.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's about if you don't have enough to get Anthony Davis.
Wait a minute.
Hear me out.
No. You're helping your arch nemesis, Brad Stevens.
I'm not. Because in theory, it sounds like I am. But in the scenario, the Heat are getting Kyrie Irving. Okay? 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 So I'm getting something good out of this.
But the Soul Celtics.
Wait, Texter, well, I thought the same thing myself. How is Kyrie and Justice?
It's not. I know there has to be salary stuff with it. I know there does.
I got one right here.
I'm putting this as the main. Guys, just deal with me here with the main scenario. The main scenario is
screwing LeBron.
Kyrie Irving ends up on the on the Heat by trading Justice Winslow, who Danny Ainge loves.
He does love him some Justice.
He loves Justice Winslow.
The Heat
could have
had like 3 first-round picks.
Right.
Four. Who knows? Four. Right. A lot. He loves Justice Winslow. Okay? And now, Justice Winslow's gone. They have the opportunity to go trade for Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis. And it's not about screwing LeBron. But you got to poach on the opportunities because here's what it goes.
Wait, who's going back to L.A.? What's the three-team deal?
There's no L.A. here.
Yeah, it's just...
There's no
there
L.A.
There you go!
There's no L.A.
wait,
here.
I'm just... Okay, look, so wait,
who's going back to the Pelicans?
Hey.
They would get, I don't know. In their,
no, I'm going for
it's
it.
It's not a three-team trade. It's a domino.
If I may.
They have to trade Kyrie Irving off their roster before they can even talk about Anthony Davis.
Hey.
And if they think Kyrie Irving's going to walk... Okay, now they can get a guy under contract.
Okay, so the Celtics are... Wait 1 second. The Celtics are trading Kyrie to here.
Yes.
And Anthony Davis is going from the Pelicans to the Celtics.
That's a different trade, though. Has nothing to do with the Heat.
So it's not a three-team deal.
No.
It's
a trade because they cannot trade
right,
for Anthony Davis until July.
They cannot have Kyrie and Anthony on the same roster
so
until July.
If Danny Ainge, with all these beloved assets that he has, if he really wants to use them, then... He's got to get rid of Kyrie Irving. Otherwise, he's got to wait till July.
Okay.
And now, so if he thinks that the Lakers are going to get Anthony Davis, you got to make a move.
Hey,
you're
going to have a really hard time, right, getting through this man right here, sitting across from you,
mm-hmm.
that this is not a screw LeBron deal.
It's not.
It so is.
It's not, though. I don't care about LeBron in this scenario. I don't.
You're trying to get Anthony Davis not to go to L.A.
Would you guys... No, in this case, it's Danny Ainge.
Listen to me.
It's Danny
you just
Ainge.
Said,
Listen
wait, to me. Somebody said, Tobin, you said Kyrie is a rat and not Heat culture.
Well, not right now. But that's what we're... Wait. That's what we're playing, just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, you don't. That doesn't work.
It does.
That's what happens when you call everybody a rat bastard.
No. I don't, we are not, no longer. I'm making an edict right now.
No.
APD.
No.
Throwing it out there does not get to take the responsibility.
It's the hottest segment on the show.
No, how about, it's not, yeah. Hot and garbage.
How about,
because you're trying to deflect.
How about Blake Griffin?
4-6.
I would be into Blake Griffin if, like, they trade for Anthony Davis. Then be like, all right, what are we going to pair with him? Then go get Blake Griffin.
They do the same thing.
No, they're not. One's way better.
What does Blake Griffin have left?
Jokes.
Lots of years.
Jokes and a lot of years and a lot of money. So this is, you guys, it can be any team. Don't put LeBron there. All right? Don't think about LeBron. This is about.
I saw him yesterday all jacked up working out.
He kind of looked a little fat.
Well, from one angle, but then I started.
Here.
That's what I thought. And then I started looking at other angles.
Let me explain something to you.
What?
A guy who runs all the time that cannot run is probably going to. Put a couple of LBs on.
No, he
wasn't. Why don't you get that?
No, he's speaking out of context.
I'm not speaking out of context.
Yes, you are. He did not look fat.
He's the best athlete on the planet. He didn't look like that.
He hasn't run in 3 weeks.
You guys are deflecting. So
we're deflecting.
You're deflecting.
You're deflecting. What, you don't want to talk about LeBron.
Because it's in the LeBron thing.
It's all a LeBron thing.
It's not a LeBron thing. I don't care. If
you woke up this morning. How can Anthony Davis not go to L.A.?
No, if I was... Hold on. If you're Danny Ainge, if you're on the Celtics.
Correct.
How are they not thinking that? How?
No, well, they're thinking of getting Anthony Davis.
Deion
sure.
and Kyrie. Okay. Somebody said Deion and Kyrie. That ain't happening.
Oh, pfft.
Didn't they already play together?
Dude.
Yeah, do they play? They play together in Cleveland.
That's a B-level problem. That's a B-level problem right now. Don't worry about that.
Kyrie is going to be your marquee player.
Okay. And?
Philly Cheese is not going to like that.
And he doesn't like this now. His, you know, he's doing this with Justice right now.
He's like,
bubble.
There's a great meme. Did you guys?
Yeah, with the guy. They're shooting it, and he's holding his hands up.
I saw the Maple Rick on Twitter. You guys should follow him. He's good with the stats. He put out this great photo. It's a photo of Jay Rich with his dunk, and it's like the coolest Heat picture of the year. And who's there right in the middle calling for the ball on a dunk? But Dion Waiters. But you guys still haven't answered my throwing it out there question.
No.
There's no such thing as throwing it out there. You don't think there's a chance
the Celtics would deal Kyrie Irving.
If you say you
yes.
own it. To get in on the talks on Anthony Davis, but here's the guy he wants.
Because you, here's the problem. You guys are blinded by trying to box me in with this LeBron stuff. When I'm not Team Petty anymore, I'm a different guy. I'm not that guy anymore. So right now, I'm working what's on best for the Heat, and if that is, if they can't get Anthony Davis, I'm trying to find other avenues. So would you guys, if you were the Celtics, make that deal to get in the talks for Anthony Davis?
Florida is flat.
It is flat.
Very flat.
And also,
Tallahassee.
What if these rumors about him not coming back are true? The rumors that Kyrie doesn't re-sign with the Celtics. What if they're true?
What if he won't re-sign with the Heat?
Oh, no. He loves it down here.
Why do you not ever consider...
I mean, that would be bad. It would be a big swing and a miss.
That would be bad.
It would be bad. But I imagine the Heat would call his agent and be like, hey, would you re-sign here? I bet you they would. They did it with Goron.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. If you could have one, Kyrie or AD?
Oh, 100% Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And by the way, just throwing it out there.
But you've given up hope on that? Is that what happened?
No. This is plan B. Because this is what everyone else is talking about. And if these dummy Pelicans only want to be in the game with the Lakers because they think this is how they get their haul and they don't appreciate what the Heat have, I'm going another avenue and seeing, do the Celtics appreciate what the Heat have? Because I know Danny Ainge loves him some Justice Winslow.
We're going to end up with Lonzo Ball. The Heat are going to end up with Lonzo Ball.
Let me explain.
That's what's going to end up happening.
And I've been trying to say this for the last few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing it out there
is
like saying no offense.
It's not.
Yes. It's the same thing.
It's not.
No offense.
No disrespect.
Or throwing it out there does not give you the right to just go and say anything you want.
Like a year from now. When we go back and said, hey, remember that time you wanted to trade for Kyrie?
No, I just threw it out there.
You can't, because you guys keep doing this.
No, because it's not fair. Because you guys keep doing this with the Goran Dragic. You're like, you wanted to trade Goran Dragic. I'm like, for Kawhi?
No, you wanted to trade him back to Phoenix because the Slovenian coach was going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was in a scenario where they would have gotten Devin Booker.
You can't keep putting asterisks on your takes.
Of course. Because you make it seem like I wanted to trade him because he was a bum. And that's not true.
You called him a bum last year.
Yes, you did.
That's because he didn't show up in the Sixers series, and he embarrassed me in front of the member of parliament from Australia. But we made up for that. He follows me on Twitter now, and we had a moment at Heat Media Day where we were joking about how terrible people in Philadelphia are, and now we're friends. And I miss him.
Wait, you're friends?
I miss him, and I like his new haircut.
Are you in Gogi just hanging out?
I love him.
I just talked to our guy about going to the micro wrestling. Should we invite Gogi up there?
Sure. Back after this. All right. These two. You guys are fun. You guys are fun.
But no, Beast is
No, because, first of all.
Beast just asked if we're going to take our kids to work on Friday.
I can't with them at the casino.
Nope.
We're at the casino.
He knows that. He makes the schedule. No, we're going to let him play 1-2 while we do the show.
I'm sure Rebecca would get down a little pot.
I mean, unless the poker room would have us, but I think that's against the law.
It's against the law.
So we can't.
And I also found out a couple of years ago, can't wear a mask.
Yep.
I had my ninja costume on for.
Let me tell you what.
I'll teach all the kids how to play.
I've rolled through the Hard Rock a few times or two. The security over there don't play.
No, they don't.
You don't want to mess around.
Can't even get up to your room.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just like, excuse me, card.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in, they go, hey, Book Pack Man. Backpack Man.
Can we have a ruling as a show?
It has to be unanimous.
Yep. Yes.
Tons of Anarchy style.
It has to be unanimous.
No, I don't believe that it does.
It does.
Why? What do we got?
Well, I think we've come to a situation. Whereas Tobin is now finding a way to weasel out of his way of getting boxed in by throwing out there, hey, just throwing this out there.
So he is finding the radio version of no offense.
No offense.
You don't get to talk.
This is a meeting.
No.
It's a show meeting.
No. Right. I'm leading the meeting.
That definitely not.
No.
I'm the APD. I'm the highest ranked person here.
No.
You're not.
No. I am. I'm an officer.
Not on this show.
You guys are just
You're
like,
APD for
peasants.
Everybody else. Not here. No.
No. Your powers leave once you get in the
building. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Try to tell us to do something.
Talk.
Damn. That was boxing, but I wasn't doing just throwing it out there.
That's not okay. You listen. Do you know what we do for a living?
Yeah, we give opinions and entertain
people. Box people.
We have takes.
Nah, we just do an entertaining radio show.
Right, but that often involves like opinions.
Right,
throwing stuff out there, if you will.
Yeah.
So you can't just be like, "Hey, I'm going to put the radio show on pause." And throw stuff out there, and this doesn't count right now. And then,
right, this doesn't count.
It does count.
No,
you're trying to scratch that last comment from my hot takes.
Listen. I'm putting the radio show on pause. Everything I say from right now to the end of this segment doesn't mean anything.
Wait, but I'm trying to make this communal. Like, I want everybody to just hear me out on this, and then we can give our hot takes on it. So you just throw out there, hey, if the Heat don't have enough for Anthony Davis, but the Celtics want to get in on the Anthony Davis talks, but they can't because they have Kyrie Irving. Hey, Danny Ainge really likes Justice Winslow. What if he calls you up and says, hey, give me Kyrie Irving for Justice Winslow and whatever it does to fix that, to make that happen? Would you do it? Just throwing it out there.
So would
What's wrong with that?
Would you?
I think I got to do it, yeah.
Okay, then boom, you're on the record.
All right.
Perfect.
Only in that scenario, though.
No, that was after.
That's why it's just throwing it out
on the record.
There.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you said you would do it.
I would trade Justice Winslow for Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, but then who else?
Yeah, the money doesn't match.
Not even close.
Robbie, what matches on the trade machine?
Make the money work, Robbie.
Well, you can throw in Jay Rich. I don't know if you want to do that.
No. You can have Winslow or Jay Rich.
What about Goron?
Yeah, you can throw Goron in there.
No, because they already have Scary Terry.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well,
Scary Terry is really Deion.
Is on the bench.
Boston would love Goran Dragic, but I love him.
You give it back to Olynyk, bro. Who says no?
They can have Wayne Ellington.
I think you might be able to get there with Wayne Ellington.
I don't know, Boston with the non-white three-point shooter.
I'll tell you, man. The whole point of it is you just want to make the big wigs in this trade are Justice for Kyrie because Boston wants to get in the AD talks. And this is all pending that you don't get in the AD talks,
yeah,
which I think that he can get into.
Yeah, but Ellington works.
But if they don't.
Your buddy Wendy says it's not happening.
What do you mean?
Didn't he say on the podcast, Wendy, didn't you text us that last night? He said the Heat don't have anything, their salary cap, and the blah, blah, blah.
He's like, the Heat would be in on all these things if their cap wasn't a disaster, which means I've never been more confident that the Heat are getting Anthony Davis. Never been more confident. Because if Windor shoots it down, I immediately feel like our chances go up because he's a hack and a tool that we call a famer. But speaking of Windhorst, here is a little bit of him on his podcast. He was on with this dude, Kevin Pelton. And look, man, I don't care if you think the Heat are in a bad situation or not. These NBA talking heads, they can't help themselves. The Heat have to be in the conversation when it comes to this stuff.
One of the worst kept secrets in the league is that Anthony Davis does not want to play in Chicago, his hometown. I mean, the Bulls can put together a hell of an offer, but I mean, unless Anthony Davis has had a major change of heart since I was last informed, he does not desire to play in his hometown. So I'm going to take the Bulls off the market. Who else?
There's some other East teams.
Well,
like, what about the Heat? I mean, like, the
yes,
Heat.
That's the team I was thinking.
I think the Heat could put together, I mean, some combination of either Winslow, Richardson. I mean, there's something there.
There's something there. Shout out to Pelton.
Wait, where's the rest?
Wait.
Where's the rest of it?
Wait.
Shout out.
Wait. You just threw a Windhorse under the bus.
Yeah.
And then we don't even hear it.
That's long. You listen to the other guy. It's a long podcast. I don't want to play the whole podcast for
I
want to
hear
audience.
The Windhorse part.
Nah, that's what we got. Here, I'll give you a little bit of Windhorse with Zach Lowe. They can't even help themselves. They say, you know what? Peter kind of in this thing.
Because I really think there's only three teams who can really, and Boston can't. So I really think it's a 2.5 team market, depending on what Philly does.
See, I think Miami would. I think Miami. I don't know if they're on a whatever formal list exists, but I know that that's an organization that has the cachet with star players, and I think including AD.
How about that? Cachet, baby.
Why do you do that?
Why do I do what?
So you scour the podcast universe
yeah.
to get snippets of making your point.
You don't play. You won't play us the whole bite. You'll just play us whatever.
We don't have time. We don't have time. We got to do our own radio show, guys.
Right,
I don't know what to tell you.
You'll just play whatever suits your argument.
No, that's not the case at all. That's what they said.
For all we know, right after that, they said, you know what? The Heat, not really realistic.
Take my word for it. You can listen to
it. No!
They didn't.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, take my word for it. They didn't.
Can we take your word for it if you just thrown it out there?
What's that?
Can we take your word for it if you're just throwing it out there? Or
I'm not just throwing it out there. This is just the show. This is not the game, just throwing it out there.
I gotta tell
you. We've evolved.
I'm confused.
Where's 614 area code?
That's Columbus.
Okay, so that's the guy that says that Tobin is number 4 on the show and not in the top 20 in the station. 88 culture. Wow. Yeah. You're first hater. How's it feel to be in my realm?
I have tons of haters.
No, you don't.
I just don't listen to them. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're bums. They're bums who listen to me. I don't listen to them. They're stuck to their radio, hitting on every word I say. Just glued to their radios, obsessing, just so he can text thinking he's got me, but he doesn't.
Somebody said, AD and J. Rue.
Drew.
I always say J. Rue, because who spells their name? Anyway, Drew, for Goran, J. Rich, Justice, Bam, Magruder. It works.
Are you going to put? You gonna throw the Heat dancers in, too?
Jeez.
We did this yesterday.
You're up to something.
I'm not up to anything.
No, you're up to something.
I'm not.
You are. You're photoshopping someone's head on something. You're doing something.
I'm not. Hands up. I'm good. Texter writes in, Ainge liked Justice before the draft. How do we know he still likes Justice? We don't. That's why I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh.